Good morning. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency office with this week's USDA report. Today, I want to remind producers in Audubon County that we have been approved for an Emergency Conservation Program, or ECP, sign-up. This approval was received on the 13th of August, and the sign-up will continue through October 12th, a 60-day window sign-up. So if you are a livestock producer in need of cost share assistance to dig a well because your current water source is inadequate, contact your FSA office before that October 12th deadline. Producers will need to apply here in Audubon prior to beginning any of the work. In addition, producers who may have had to dig a well prior to our August 13th start date may be eligible for cost share if they dug the well within 60 days prior to that August 13th date, or back as far as June 14th. If you have questions on this, or if you did dig a well prior to August 13th, give your FSA office a call here in Audubon at 563-4261 extension 2, and let's talk about it and get the facts and see if we can get you some cost share assistance. A reminder to many area producers out here who have done emergency or managed haying on the CRP acres that that practice must have been completed by August 31st, and the bales will need to be removed by September 30th. Once you've got your haying completed, even prior to taking the bales off, remember that you must report the production received from those acres. So you'll need to have the total tonnage or the number of bales with the average weight per bale so we can do the calculation. This must be done at the FSA office in Form DF-117 or 118 sign, depending on whether it was emergency haying or managed haying. Those producers who signed up for emergency grazing have received an extension of 60 days until November 30th. So this means that they can leave their livestock out there on those CRP acres an additional 60 days. Normally they would have had to take them off by September 30th. Now that date has been extended to November 30th. This does not include any of the acres that are being grazed under the routine managed provisions. So it's only for those producers that signed up for the emergency acres when we were approved for emergency grazing. If you have already signed up for emergency grazing, there's really nothing else that you need to do at this time until you need to take the livestock off come November 30th. These acres will be automatically extended. The annual payments for CRP are expected to be made sometime right after the first part of October or around October 4th. So about that time, producers should begin to watch their bank accounts to track the progress of the CRP payment. If you have changed bank accounts within the last year, you need to let FSA know right away so our records can get updated and we can change your direct deposit. Failure to do so may cause that payment to get lost, and it is a lengthy process to get it retrieved. Likewise, the DCP and acre payments will be made about a week after the CRP payments, or around the middle part of October. Again there, if your bank account has changed in the last year, let FSA know so we can get your records updated and have them current so the payments will go directly there. Today I want to talk briefly about the NAP program, or the non-insurable crop program. Producers must apply for coverage on any crops before a disaster strikes. And when you have crop insurance available on your normal crops such as corn and beans, you always have to buy that crop insurance by a sales closing date. Likewise, for your forage crops out there, if you want to have coverage on those forage crops, you must make that purchase of non-insurable crop protection under the NAP program by September 30th. So that date's going to be coming up here in about 3 weeks, and so you need to be aware of that and keep that in mind. Producers are reminded that the need for coverage on these crops is out there to remain eligible for disaster programs that come along, such as the SURE or the Livestock 4-H program or even the Livestock Assistance Program. So bear that in mind. It's not a requirement, but it is something that you want to keep in mind should you ever want to apply for benefits under some of these other disaster programs. Also, if you're thinking about facility loans, right now there's probably some good deals out there on storage structures. Producers that might be interested should contact their FSA office. Even though the quantity of the harvest this year may be a little lighter, that means that maybe there might be some extra grain bins out there that might be for sale. And so if you're interested in that, give us a call and let's talk about this and get an application going for you. Interest rates are 1 1/8 right now for a 7-year loan and up to 1 7/8 for a 12-year loan. There is a $500,000 cap that a participant can have for a loan amount, and participants will be required to put down 15% of the amount of the loan that they're requesting. Also, producers should be reminded that if they have CRP coming out this fall, this September 30th, and they're going to be cropping those acres next year, they must follow a conservation plan system documented and designed at the NRCS office on any land that is classified as highly erodible. This must be done in order for them to remain eligible for USDA program benefits. So again, if you have CRP acres coming out, be sure to contact your NRCS office and discuss with them your tillage and or your planting option intentions and make sure that you're eligible to continue to receive FSA benefits. In summary today, if you need additional information about any of these topics discussed, be sure to contact the office here in Audubon at 712-563-4261, extension 2. Or in Atlantic, you can call 712-243-1377, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Have a great week, and thank you very much for listening.